The county council starts at 4:20 at the Colville Courthouse with appointments to the Snyderville Planning Commission. They're scheduled to reappoint Mike Franklin and Greg Lawson, plus add Ted Levy as a new member. Next, they will consider approving the 2014 programming for the Local Corridor Preservation Fund. The fund is generated from fees on local driver's licenses, and appropriations are recommended by the county's Council of Governments. County Manager Bob Jasper said the money is used to purchase rights-of-way for road projects.
There at Silver Creek by Home Depot, we're going to make some major improvements, including a big roundabout. It's already kind of jammed up and confusing over there, and there'll be quite a bit of development that's already been approved, Silver Creek Village for one, 1,400 units. So we got to make the road system work better. And much of the funding will come from this. Well, we had a business district down there, a tax increment financing district, and it's kind of wound its way down. Its term limit is over, and so the remaining money's there, plus the quarter money, which comes from your vehicle license plates, will be the primary sources of funding to build that roundabout.
The council will also look at adopting its economic development strategic plan for the east side. Among the possibilities, Jasper said they consider tourism in the east as a complement to Part City. Their emphasis is not on the region's old agricultural economy.
Not against agriculture. The county is everything from there's a corral set up in Colville. We try to support agriculture, but I don't think that's a big priority of the economic development is to promote more ranching. It's more businesses and tourism. We've been working closely with the chamber, and the chamber's going to, I think, spend some advertising money over there as part of this economic development. The Uintas in the east side is the gateway to the Uintas. They're a national treasure, I mean, one of their earliest wilderness areas. And so cross-country skiing and snowmobiling and just the beauty of the area is a nice attribute to Park City, of getting people to come here.
He added the Camas area doesn't really have a hotel, but there are possibilities like a big snowmobiling company considering the region. At the other end of the county, industrial uses could be located around Echo and Hannifer.
One of the areas that we're going to be discussing and looking at is whether the Hannifer Echo area would be a reasonable place for industrial warehousing, those kinds of programs. It's right there on a railroad track, major train, and two major highways. So we think it might be ripe for looking at some light industry and in particular warehousing.
Finally, at 5:15, the council will get a presentation on the proposed Tesoro pipeline from two company representatives.
By law, the county is a stakeholder in the federal EIS, Environmental Impact Statement process, and so we want a presentation. And then, we want the ability to ask some questions as to what the routes might look like and why they're doing what they're doing, and et cetera, to get a better understanding of it.
He mentioned some of the questions he has.
It's unclear, are they talking a 12-inch pipe or bigger? Bigger, then the county has a bit more to say about its route. Is this totally designed for the waxy crude oil, or is it likely that over time they'll use it for piping other kinds of things? I just want to know more about it, but I think particularly the council needs to know more about it.
Ultimately, the county will not be the final decision maker.
It's not for us to say yay or nay. It is for the council to understand more and to start participating more fully in the process.
Who says yay or nay?
Well, at this level, ultimately the Forest Service does, whether they grant a permit to go over federal land. But only a small portion of the route of the pipeline is on federal land. A lot of it's on private land. So some of it is you have to work out agreements with private property owners. My understanding is that some of the route that they're befalling already has, it's already a pipeline route, so they may already have easements.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.